Shabbat Shalom. One of the more miraculous innovations that has come out of the State of Israel in recent years is the Iron Dome. The Iron Dome, as you've been reading in the media, is the anti-missile defense system that, thank God, has been working at around a 90% accuracy rate, knocking down missiles coming from Gaza. Before the Iron Dome system, Israelis only had literally seconds to duck and cover from those missiles. But now, thankfully, and you can watch it even on YouTube, some Israelis have the, I would say, chutzpah, to go on their mirpeset, on their balconies, and watch this beautiful fireworks display as missiles are being intercepted and lives are being saved. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said this past week, "We use our missiles to protect civilians. They use their civilians to protect their missiles." This past week, I reached out to Ari Satcher. He's one of the innovators and creators of the Iron Dome system, and thankfully for me, he happens to be a distant cousin. Not only is he a rocket scientist, but Ari Satcher is a Torah scholar. And so I asked him, how does he reconcile the science with this Torah? How is he dealing with his faith during this time of war in the land of Israel? And he wrote back to me an open and honest response. He said that he has had a theological and faith crisis. But he found comfort because he said in Israel, rabbis around the country are asking their communities and congregations to come to the synagogue every single night to recite Tehillim, to recite Psalms. And he said to himself, how is my recitation of Psalms going to affect anything in the cosmos, no less the outcome of the war that we're in right now? But Ari Satcher said that he found comfort in the words of Megillat Esther, in the story of Purim in July. And he said that if you look at when Esther was about to go to King Ahasuerus, she calls Uncle Mordechai and she says, "Knos et kol ha-Yehudim, gather all of the Jews." She wanted to tell the people to fast, but instead of just making a public decree, she says, "Gather all the Jews together." Because Esther understood at that moment that when she was in a lonely crisis of faith, she could not do it by herself, but she needed her brothers and sisters to be together. That is what Ari Satcher needed as well. This Shabbat, as Tehillim are being recited around the world, there are two reasons why those rabbis are saying to recite those Psalms. One, to just recite the words in our prayer book and our Tanakh and our Jewish tradition. But two, as importantly, is to use a shared language to imagine the possibility of a shared mission and purpose for the future. This Shabbat, as we pray for our swords to be turned into plowshares, we do that same thing. You know, it's very easy to say the words of the mourner's Kaddish in your own home, but according to our tradition, that's not what is allowed. We come here together with a minyan or 10 or more. It would be easy to stay home this morning and open the newspaper and read the depressing news, not just in Israel, but around the world. But it takes more strength and energy to get out of bed and walk into this sanctuary to understand that we use this shared language of our Siddur and our Torah to find our shared mission for the future. And so when I asked Ari, what did you do? What did you do when the rabbi said to come to the shul and say Psalms? He gave me a response that I think most people feel at one time or another in their lives, but don't have the courage to say. He said that he walked into the synagogue, and he continues to do so, but he doesn't recite those Psalms. He sits and he learns Torah, but he said he understands that the words of those Psalms are what brought him there. to see and to feel the presence of others. This Shabbat, our Jewish tradition teaches us that it's permissible, almost allowed, to have a crisis of faith. But our tradition also teaches us that we are not required to go through this crisis of faith alone. We come here together to have that shared language and to pray for a common and shared destiny as well. Shabbat Shalom. Our Haftarah is found on page 900.